It's World Refugee Day. The plight of Iraqi Christians is in focus. Radio is reaching young people in Russia, and partnerships build into relationships and ministry in Mexico. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There are some 40 million refugees worldwide, people who are uprooted by violence and persecution. That's why the United Nations is set aside today as World Refugee Day. World Vision is using this opportunity to remind people about the Iraqi refugee situation. World Vision's Ashley Clement, speaking from Jordan, says the situation's getting worse.
The refugees that are arriving are getting poorer, and those that are here are also getting poorer. It's longer and longer since the children have been in school here, some of them up to 2 or 3 years. The time is really now when something has to change. Without substantial support, it's not going to happen.
2 million Iraqi refugees are spread across the Middle East. World Vision released a report today describing the problem in detail. However, this crisis has given Christians a chance to talk about their faith.
They're very interested in why we're out here. So we talk about the religious and moral imperatives that we feel about working for them.
Funding is needed for their work. Next, young people in Russia are facing incredible obstacles. The orphan population's growing, drug and alcohol abuse is common, HIV/AIDS infection rates are approaching Africa-like numbers. Far East Broadcasting Company is addressing many of these issues through local talk radio programs. FEBC's Rudy Weens says many are finding hope in Christ. Since FEBC isn't political, they haven't been affected by government reforms.
We share the good news and we help socially as well, you know, with spite of some social problems like alcoholism, drug abuse, which is actually not in opposition to any government.
FEBC has radio stations in Novosibirsk, St. Petersburg, Moscow, and Khabarovsk. Weens believes the evangelism potential in Russia is incredible.
There are hundreds of thousands that regularly listen to us in Moscow and St. Petersburg, and Khabarovsk, it's more like in dozens of thousands that regularly listen. But again, potentially there are millions.
Funding is needed to do more advertising in these areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. Kids Heart is a collaborative program between Buckner International and the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. The partnership extends a development ministry into poverty-stricken communities in Mexico, not only for relationships, but also for life-changing hope. Border Ministries coordinator Jorge Zapata says their construction work builds into a world of difference.
A mission team with 1 week, they advance 7 years of the life of a family in a colonia. When they come in and work with a family for a week, in that week they build relationships. On the third day, these people start asking questions. Why are you helping me? There's a big door of opportunity to share the gospel.
The teams are the bridge between the community and the local church. They're coordinating another trip into the Rio Grande Valley next month. Zapata says,
at the end of the week, we have mom, dad, and the children all accepting Christ because, again, they show so much love for them and they care for them. I always tell them we are the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, Teen Missions International reports growth from their Dola Hills Orphan Rescue Unit in Zambia. The team now has 416 children registered for help. One of the girls they're helping was rescued from a father who was trying to use her in prostitution. Pray for the girls who are going through this with no one to help them. TMI provides a loving Christian home atmosphere, along with Bible training and practical vocational training for the future. Pray that the hope of Christ flourishes. And For Haiti With Love says while it's not glamorous, raising funds for cargo shipping is as important as getting the supplies to ship. In providing the beans and formula for their feeding program, thousands of dollars are spent on sea shipping. For example, it costs $6,000 in freight charges to ship $135,000 worth of formula. What does it mean for ministry? For Haiti gives freely of God's love and gifts to help make life better for the poorest of the poor in northern Haiti. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out your email address in the bottom, and we'll send you up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.